I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, August 26th. What to know now about the U.S.-China trade war, Justice Ginsburg's health, and a shocking announcement in the NFL. Plus, what you may need to look for the next time you buy on Amazon, how a new type of smart bandage could listen to your wounds, and Disney's latest announcements. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More back and forth in the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies, with both the U.S. and China making some new moves. Here's what's going on now. China announced it's retaliating against the U.S. again and putting new tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods starting next month. President Trump is not happy about it, so now Trump says he'll raise the 10% tariffs he was planning to start next month to 15% now, meaning it'll cost even more for U.S. businesses to buy many Chinese products. CNBC reports for some businesses it might mean a hiring freeze, and if the tariffs last a while, the higher prices could be passed on to the customers. But that's not all. Fox News reports President Trump said he could declare a national emergency if he wanted to, which would stop U.S. businesses from working with China altogether, at least temporarily. For now, Trump says he doesn't have plans to do that, but he is encouraging businesses to look elsewhere. So that, combined with the tit-for-tat tariffs, did not go over well on Wall Street. Reuters reports all three U.S. stock indexes dropped on Friday, and this morning it looks like global markets are down as well. One more thing to note on this. President Trump said over the weekend he's having second thoughts about this trade war. He made the comments at the G7 summit happening in France, and then the White House tried to clarify, saying the president meant that he would have raised the tariffs even higher. And so new tariffs on Chinese goods are set to take effect September 1st. And speaking of the G7 or Group of Seven summit, meetings are supposed to wrap up today. The G7 includes leaders from the U.S., Japan, Germany, France, Italy, the U.K., and Canada. So here are a few other things to know about those discussions. The BBC reports they're still talking about ways to help deal with the record number of fires in the Amazon rainforest. French President Emmanuel Macron told the BBC the world leaders are close to a deal to offer technical and financial help. So more details could come today. Also, CNN reports Macron held an unannounced surprise meeting over the weekend with Iran's foreign minister. Iran is not part of the G7 and has had a lot of tension with the U.S. lately, ever since the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal last year. There wasn't much of a response from the Trump administration, just that they're still open to negotiations. And finally, there was some talk about Russia. President Trump has suggested Russian President Vladimir Putin should be part of the G7, even though some of the other leaders are not on board. For now, Trump said he might invite Putin next year when the U.S. will be hosting the G7 gathering. We'll see. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg beat cancer again. She apparently just finished up 3 weeks of radiation treatment for a tumor on her pancreas, but the good news is that doctors don't think the cancer spread anywhere else. This is now the fourth time the 86-year-old has been treated for cancer. Remember, she had lung cancer surgery in December, which kept her out of the courtroom for weeks. That was the first time she's ever missed court because of an illness. USA Today reports many are keeping a close eye on Ginsburg's health. If she did need to leave before the 2020 election, that would mean President Trump could choose to replace her with a more conservative justice. Ginsburg is known to be more liberal. In fact, if Trump gets a third pick, he would become the first president to have three Supreme Court appointments since the 80s. For now, President Trump wished Ginsburg well and called her strong. Indianapolis Colts star quarterback Andrew Luck is retiring at the age of just 29. It's being called shocking news. While some say he was in the prime of his career, CBS Sports says Luck has battled multiple injuries over the past few seasons, and it's taken a toll on his body. He says it was the hardest decision of his life, but he has to stop playing. Jacoby Brissett is now the Colts' starting quarterback. In other sports news, the third round of the PGA Tour Championship was suspended because of the weather. At least six fans were hurt there in Atlanta over the weekend when lightning struck a tree, but everyone is expected to be okay. Then the Tour Championship started again yesterday. Rory McIlroy took home first place and $15 million. He beat Brooks Koepka in the final round. Now McIlroy and Tiger Woods are the only two players to win the Tour Championship twice. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Noom. Look, getting in shape is not just about losing weight. It's also about healthier habits so you feel great and have the energy to keep up with your busy life. That's where Noom comes in. It's just one app that has all the options you need for your health and weight loss. You even have a goal specialist and other community members to help keep you motivated and accountable. Noom has all the tools in one place to keep track of everything from food to exercise to sleep and more. So you can see where you're at now and where you want to go. In fact, Noom has one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available. And Noom helps teach you why you do certain things so you can help finally break those bad habits and start new, better ones. Noom really only expects you to spend about 10 minutes with the app a day. So if you want to try it out, sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy to sign up for that trial. Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Researchers are working on new tech that can help heal wounds by listening to them. The BBC says these are tiny electronic sensors that can hear what's going on under the bandage, using sound waves to measure how exactly the wound is healing. The goal? To check wounds without actually having to take the bandage off, which could help with the healing process and save resources. Researchers are still working on these smart sensors, but they say the same technology might one day be able to help doctors listen in to how treatment is working for things like damaged organs and cancer. Amazon is reportedly selling thousands of unsafe, banned, and mislabeled items. An investigation by the Wall Street Journal found more than 4,000 products on Amazon's website fit those categories, all from third-party sellers. It turns out more than 100 items for sale have actually been banned, like an infant sleeping mat, which the FDA banned because of suffocation concerns, or a helmet that failed federal safety tests. A lot of items like that claim to be FDA approved, even though they aren't. Plus, about 2,000 listings for toys and medications don't have warning labels on them about health risks. Some of these products were even found under the Amazon Choice label, which is something some people automatically put their trust in. Amazon responded with a blog post that says safety is Amazon's top priority and that the company has programs in place to make sure products are authentic and comply with laws. Since the investigation, though, Amazon has taken down or changed the wording for about half of the listings. The Verge explains Amazon really only takes legal responsibility for items that say ships from and sold by Amazon.com. So experts say if you're not sure, look for that Amazon.com label under the buy button. Other tips from the Wall Street Journal: do your homework on third-party sellers. You can Google them or even check other stores like Best Buy and Target to see if they also sell that brand. Also, read the product descriptions. If there are a lot of grammar or punctuation errors, be skeptical. And finally, read those reviews. Look out for other people who are saying something is fake or there was an issue with it. And especially for the children's items, you can always check for safety recalls at recalls.gov. Lots of new info from Disney today. The company made several announcements during its convention, D23. For example, Disney just revealed a bunch of new shows, spinoffs, and new trailers. Disney's upcoming video streaming service called Disney Plus will apparently have three new Marvel shows: She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Ms. Marvel. The last one tells the story of the first Muslim character to lead her own Marvel series. Also, a High School Musical series and a live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp. Disney also released the first trailer for the Star Wars spinoff series, The Mandalorian. CNET says the $7 a month subscription will also get you things like 4K video and 7 different user profiles so you can share your password with friends and family. It's all set to launch on November 12th. The movie Angel Has Fallen hit the top of the box office charts this weekend. Variety says it brought in more than expected with $21 million in its first 3 days. The movie is the third from the action franchise, starring Gerard Butler. He plays a Secret Service agent who has to protect the U.S. president, played by Morgan Freeman. In second place was Good Boys, and the sports drama Overcomer came in third. And on the music charts, Taylor Swift's new album is now the top-selling album of 2019 in the U.S., and it was just released on Friday. It sold 450,000 copies in just the first day. And last thing, the MTV Video Music Awards are live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks again to all of you who posted on social media about the show over the weekend. I absolutely loved getting to see where you're listening and how you listen. So thanks again. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just check your podcast app or head on over to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.